This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, Becker, B like boy, E-C-K-E-R, date of birth 5-25 of 1932. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Becker with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She is with her daughter today. Her last visit was September 4th, 2025. She is feeling well today. She does see Dr. Kropotsman for cardiology on a regular basis. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She denies diarrhea, blood, or melena, stable edema of the lower extremities, and it is minimal, and no claudication. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Torsemide is 10 milligram daily, Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily, Multac is 400 milligram twice a day. She has Breo Ellipto inhaler daily. If she needs something for pain, it's Tramadol every 12 hours. Amlodipine 5 milligram daily. She's taking a mind and memory supplement daily. Caltrate with vitamin D and hair, skin, and nails daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 150 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 65, and blood pressure is 142 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. She is alert and oriented, slightly hard of hearing. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd of 2026. Creatinine is 2.43. Estimated GFR is 18. This is stable. Previous levels 2.11, 1.85, 1.93, and 2.46. Calcium 9.5, sodium 142, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.2, and phosphorus is 4.9. Hemoglobin 10.0, hematocrit 31.6, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor those labs. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, anemia of chronic disease. The hemoglobin is greater than 10 and hematocrit greater than 30, so we are unable to treat that anemia unless those levels go less than 10, less than 30. And then we would check iron studies and see if she needs iron versus ARNS supplementation. Currently, she does not require that. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, followed by Dr. Kropotsman. I didn't mention that she does have a right AV fistula, which is open, good thrill and brewery, and no Steele syndrome on the right hand. And the patient will have monthly lab studies done and a follow-up visit within the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stutter, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.